All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it's all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show is a lovely lady based out of Chesterton, Indiana. She is the owner and medical director out of East Wind Acupuncture. You can reach out to her through the website, ewacupuncture.com. That's ewacupuncture.com. Or give her a call, 219-395-9928. How about a nice round of applause for our guest? And welcome back, Laura Zaransky. Laura, welcome back to the show, and how are you?
Doing great today, Rick. Thanks for having us again.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us. Now, I know we always have new listeners checking us out for the first time here, Laura. So do me a favor and just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do at East Wind Acupuncture.
Excellent. I'm a 19-year Chinese medical doctor who's been practicing here in Chesterton, Indiana, following all the principles of traditional Chinese medicine, which means that on a daily basis, I'm delivering acupuncture. I'm prescribing herbs. We're having people come in for body work and massage therapy.
Right.
We also promote lifestyle habits of diet, breathing exercises, stress management as well. We actually have a little clinic. First of all, in our clinic, Rick, is where I do most of my treatments for most health conditions.
Right.
But we do also have a little studio that's about, you know, a quarter mile from our main clinic, where we actually do teach the lifestyle habits of Chinese medicine, which include like yoga, tai chi, and then meditation, and we do a lot of self-help classes and free classes for the community every Tuesday night at 6:30. So those are some fun things that we try to do to bring to the community for more valuable information.
So that's
what I do every day. I treat health conditions.
Well, that sounds pretty productive there, especially since you've got something going on tonight, like you said, right?
Yes, we do. Actually, I think it's a free meditation class tonight.
All right, so people can take advantage of that, especially if they're in the Chesterton, Indiana area. Make sure you take advantage. What is it? Again, it's a free what?
A free meditation class tonight at 6:30 p.m.
Free meditation class. And what's the address that they can reach out to you? And
that would be 101 Broadway in Chesterton, or they can visit ewstudios.com.
There you go, ewstudios.com. So you've got different websites, you've got there. Oh, my God, there's so much going on here.
Yeah, they're linked together. We kind of keep the lifestyle, and then the treatments are a little bit separate for people. But, yeah, you can find us on either site. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's good to know. Now let me ask you, what kind of led you, I know you've been doing this for a while, but what made you decide, okay, you know what, we're going to also offer this lifestyle kind of stuff, too?
Well, you know, Rick, as we talked about last week a little bit, Chinese medicine is the most fully comprehensive, holistic medical practice in the world,
right,
that has been continuously used. I mean, the catchphrases nowadays here in America are natural medicine, homeopathy,
right,
holistic care, right?
Yep.
But the Chinese medicine's fundamentals have been that way since the start, you know? So, again, they were concerned about how you eat, how you breathe, because those are the basic fundamentals we need to live every day. And those started well before even the medical system came. They realized they needed to counter stress and how to breathe and relax and not expend all of your oxygen just on chasing dinosaurs. So that's why they practice things like meditation,
right,
and exercise like yoga and tai chi for movement and breath. But then it went on to further. Like herbs they started to see as food. They realized that some herbs help some conditions, some herbs could kill you, some herbs, you know, had an okay benefit for a while, and they started to kind of perfect herbs by clinical outcomes, and then they worked into, okay, pressure, oh, wow, and I pressed here, my headache went away. Oh, that's interesting, right? And then they started to go into puncturing, and they even use a whole lot of other things we'd never have time to go into today,
right,
but they can check out things on our website, like cupping, which you've seen Michael Phelps using last year at the Olympics, gua sha, moxibustion, ear tacks, ear needles, electric stim. I mean, there's so much, but it's the longest standing, continuously practiced natural healthcare system, and they've always looked at the basic fundamentals of lifestyle.
Right.
So that's why we have it. We've had it in our clinic, but I wanted to have a place where people can actually learn some of those tools. I don't have room in my office for yoga,
right,
class, you know? So.
Now you mentioned the cupping. right? And again, that was, like you pointed out, made famous by Michael Phelps, because everybody's looking at him. He's getting ready for that. I think it was his final race or something like that. And they were they just saw all these round marks on him. They're like, what the heck was that? And that's a result of that technique called cupping, right?
Absolutely.
And what is
been around for a long time.
Right, but what's the benefit of doing something like that?
So cupping's major function is to move fluid, okay? So if you've got swellings or inflammation, it helps to move those fluids out of there and get rid of like a swelling or inflammation. Most critically is it moves more blood to an area.
Right.
Okay? So remembering that our life giving and rejuvenating things all are contained in the blood, called oxygen, nutrients, and water, okay? Uh-huh. And if we can get more of those things to a muscle that's locked up or painful or hurt, we have more of those things in that area to help with healing, pain, and inflammation. So getting more blood supply there releases the muscle, increases the blood flow, removes swellings and inflammation, and it can even go deeper than that because it can also move fluids like phlegm in colds and flus, for things like cough, nasal congestion, and things like that. So it has multiple functional things, but most of the time it's used for muscular skeletal problems.
Right, which is why you saw it on someone like a Michael Phelps, because let's face it, you know, as an Olympic athlete, it was necessary to get, you know, aside from the rest and nutrition, you also got to make sure that blood is moving and the muscles are loose and energized, right?
Right, and typically somebody might look and go, why did Michael Phelps have a purple discoloration? Because purple is, to us, blood stagnation. You usually see it in a trauma,
right,
a traumatic injury, or whiplash. Mm-hmm. But for athletes who use their muscles constantly, they're going into constant states of contraction, and the muscles staying so tight don't let good, fresh blood always flow through there because they're so tight and overworked. It's kind of like a trauma.
Right.
And so they're allowing that muscle to relax and increasing good quality of blood. When free-flowing blood is existing in that region, Rick, there'll be no discoloration.
Right. All right. Well, that's good to know. And again, that's one of the services that you offer. And
yeah,
again, you can find out about that and more at the website ewacupuncture.com. They've got a little section there which tells you exactly what Laura and her staff can do for you in terms of the treatments. Hey, let me ask you this. In terms of, you know, when you are, say somebody comes to you for the first time, and maybe they've got a symptom of, let's say, I don't know, they're suffering from maybe anxiety or you know, some type of mental issue. Is that something that you can dive in and be like, all right, let's you know, use one of these techniques that we have here to help somebody with that?
Yeah, actually multiple often. You know, acupuncture itself relaxes the nervous system. It calms the body. It puts the body into what we call the parasympathetic state, which is basically opposite of the sympathetic, which is fight or flight. It circulates more blood, it calms the nerves, and then also releases serotonin. But on the same token, Rick, right, why did that person get into stress? Why are they in anxiety?
Right.
So we would also be looking at what brought that person to that state, and then also skills and tools that they can use besides acupuncture, like maybe meditation, to help restore it. And we might need herbs. So there can be different causes to the same problem. So we go through a full, thorough health history consultation to review, you know, what's been going on with the patient, how long they've had it, what they've already done to try to treat it, okay? And then we also look at what has brought them to that state. So we go over with every new patient their trauma history, which includes chemical traumas, which means like food, environment, drugs, medications, you know, things like that. As well as, you know, asbestos or whatever. We look at what physical traumas they've been in, you know, if they've been injured in car accidents or do they have a repetitive injury job.
Right.
And we also look at emotional traumas, what has happened to them, so that we can really look at the recovery of those systems and provide the body with tools to go back to a normal functioning state, which is a person who can handle stress and traumas, recover from injury and illness in better ways. And we use all aspects, but not every single thing on every person. It really depends specifically on the person and the cause of that problem.
Right. And now let me ask you, what kind of, what is this, I don't even know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly. Gua sha.
Gua sha.
Okay.
Yeah, gua sha. Uh-huh.
Gua
sha. It literally means scraping sand.
It means what?
Scraping sand.
Oh.
Is gua sha, okay? So it's actually a manual technique like cupping, but used with more like a scraping tool, if you will. It sounds worse than it is. But it moves along the muscle to increase blood supply and remove things as opposed to putting a suction there.
Right.
So they're very synonymous with cupping, and they're used for very similar conditions, and they're just other manual ways we have to manipulate connective tissues, nerve function, and blood flow.
Right. It almost sounds like it sounds like you're pressing down with something like a type of massage or something, right? Because you're using
pressure
to push down and kind of move things. Is that it?
That's right. Yeah, it's a lot like massage. You're right. And actually, funny enough, they use a Chinese soup spoon. I mean, I've got one sitting right next to me right here. You know, we use one of those little beveled Chinese soup spoons that, like porcelain looking, you know, you might get when you go to a Chinese restaurant, but it has a rounded edge, and you would use that edge, the beveled edge, to roll down the body and manipulate it a lot like massage. You're right. So those are kind of what we would call manual techniques in Chinese medicine.
Right, and if somebody's messing around, you just whack them on the top of the head with the spoon and say, hey, stop.
Yeah, or stick them with a needle. No, I'm teasing. Okay.
I know you're just kidding, Laura. I'm just joking. I'm playing along with you. hey, let me ask you this. When somebody is, you know, going through one of your treatments, right, and all of a sudden they start to see that success, maybe their body's getting a little looser, they're not feeling as bad, maybe they're, you're getting relief from headaches. Is that something where, okay, now that you've accomplished maybe that first thing, then they reach out and start kind of opening up themselves to some of the other treatments that you have to deal with some of their other issues?
Well, we are a restorative care clinic, Rick, so we work on all the conditions basically at one time.
Okay.
The reason is that we only have 5 major organs in the body, right? So when systems start to go haywire, it's like a assembly line, right? If the guy upstream is not doing his job, the guys downstream are working harder, right?
Right. Everything That's gets backed up.
Yeah, it's this balance of energy, right? Like, we can take stress for a little while, but if we don't get rest and restore and regenerate, we can't take it for very long, okay? We'll crash. Or when we come out of the stress, we're going to be left depleted, right?
Right.
So we're always about balancing those forces and those energies in the body. And your question, though, real quick, Rick, I'm sorry. You said...
Yeah, well...
Can you work on other conditions? So
right.
What happens is, if your liver system is overworking, okay, you could literally have digestive problems, joint pain, headaches, red eyes, irritable energy. You could have premenstrual problems. You could have infertility, okay? Very crazy stuff, okay?
Right.
Because your liver does so many different jobs that when your system weakens, it could end up with one of those or multiple, okay? So when a patient comes to me for a headache, I already have to know what other potential symptoms that they have. And if I start working on that liver system and get that regenerated, the body's going to get rid of the headache and the red eyes and the irritability. I can't separate that. When you start working on the cause and restoring that thing, the body's going to handle it all.
Right.
So in our clinic, we don't just focus on one symptom or one problem, and we tell our patients exactly what they need to be doing to get themselves back on track, and then we also have ways to measure that versus, like, with statistics or with actual measurable tests like blood work or x-rays, you know, or something like that, like
right.
blood pressure. We can check those in clinic, too. But if somebody tells me they just have fatigue, then I can only say it's gone when they say it's gone. I don't have any way to test that, right?
Yeah.
So we use statistics a lot with our patients, too. But the truth is I work on it all, because most of the time they're tied to the same problem.
Right.
Now,
how do you know if you're... I guess working on the right spot, because you mentioned something about headaches, but you said you're working on the liver. Like, how do you know that that's going to be the issue as opposed to some other part of the body?
That is such a cool question, because this is what. So for another day, maybe we'll go over tongue and pulse diagnosis, because it's a lot. But throwing
okay.
it out to the people today, go look up like Chinese tongue diagnosis or Chinese pulse diagnosis, where we actually look at a person's tongue,
okay,
and we actually feel their radial pulses on both sides. So my medicine, we talked about as being old, right? Old. We didn't have test exams or x-rays.
Right.
So we listened and paid attention to the human condition for 4,000 years consistently. And so it's like, for instance, we might see, wow, this person has fatigue, but they everything, like their eyes look clear, their skin looks normal, their tongue looks what we would consider to be normal, okay,
right,
blah, blah, blah. We would say, wow, you're just not sleeping enough. Go home, right, and sleep.
Yeah.
But then I could have somebody else who comes to me, and they say, man, doc, I'm super fatigued. And I'm like, okay, what other symptoms do you have? Well, I've noticed I have some dry skin, and my hair is falling out. Wow, okay, and let me look at your tongue. And I look at their tongue, and it's pale, and it's swollen. And then I feel their pulses, and they're thin and wiry. This is what we would be considered to be what we call blood deficiency in Chinese medicine, which we could say would be like anemia, right, in
right,
America. So anemics don't have enough blood. They feel fatigued, okay? But then I could have somebody else who says, geez, doc, I'm so tired all the time. I can't keep my head up. And I'm like, okay, what are their symptoms? I feel hot. I'm agitated. I can't sleep at night. I look at their tongue. It's red. Their pulses are rapid.
Right.
Okay? This is a person who is stressed out, who is consuming more energy than they can keep up with. So we have completely different treatment strategies for fatigue based on what that client's tongue and pulse are like.
Right.
So we looked at physical ways to understand what was wrong, and when our clinical outcomes didn't work for everybody, they started to realize that every symptom, every pattern, and everything on the body is an important clue, but what they found is that the tongue and the pulse were consistent, and they even showed up before a symptom emerged. So a good Chinese doctor would actually have their patients have never a symptom by balancing their tongue and pulse before it arose. Fascinating
wow.
stuff.
Yeah.
Complicated, but this is where the medicine gets to be, you know, you're getting really technical a lot,
right,
and where the years of schooling and study really come into play. I've seen thousands and thousands of tongues now. I've seen pulses that I felt that actually I sent somebody to a doctor's for, and because there was something really, really weird with that pulse, and I knew it was a problem physically,
right,
and sure enough, she had a blockage to her heart that they didn't even pick up the first time they did an ultrasound.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So then you start to go, wow. You know, first of all, I believed it because I learned it, and I believed what I was learning, but then I've seen it for 20 years in clinical practice now. I'm like, yeah, it's true. You
yeah.
know? So that's what we do. We look at your tongue.
Yeah,
and we feel your pulses.
It's amazing that, you know, something as simple as that, you know, can really kind of lead you to where you need to go in terms of finding what's wrong with a person. And again,
yeah,
it's just one of the many things that Laura and her staff can do for you at East Wind Acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine. They're a clinic based in Chesterton, Indiana. She's the owner and medical director. Go to ewacupuncture.com or give them a call, 219-395-9928. Got to take a quick break. We come back. I do want to ask you some of the other benefits of the work you do, and I've got a few specific things, but I'll save that for after the break. Okay, Laura?
Cool.
All right, we'll do that after these words right here on All Business Media.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Over 50% of the U.S. families are step families, and the one thing that they all have in common is that it is not easy. Being a part of a step family often comes with many questions. His, hers, ours. Then the everyday stress, grief, anxiety, the juggling of what to say and what not to say. Let Pat Skinner help guide you through the fog. With her seminars, support groups, family and individual sessions, your step family is one step from becoming a complete family. Call 303-333-5596 or email stepwithpat@yahoo.com and go to the website stepparenting.com. That's stepparenting.com. Stepparenting.com, empowering step families.
Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're sitting with our guest, Laura Zaransky. She is the owner and medical director at Eastwind Acupuncture out of Chesterton, Indiana. EWacupuncture.com or give them a call. 219-395-9928. And again, Laura, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again.
You're very welcome. And we were discussing some of the benefits and the way, you know, Laura goes about determining, okay, what's wrong with people, how things in Chinese medicine, you know, can really, even the simplest thing, like looking at the tongue, can really lead you to find things that maybe traditional Western medicine is unable to detect, right?
Yeah, especially in the early stages of health problems because they're not really quantified on any test yet. We don't have an instrument for energy loss yet.
Right.
Yeah, right. And so a lot of times we just, it goes off of, okay, you have bloating, gas, and reflux, you have irritable bowel, but we don't have anything we can find, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's, you know, something as subtle as that, the body actually starts showing, you know, symptoms, right? That you can pick up just by looking at the tongue. Now, let me ask you this. There are other things that, of course, people are afflicted with that you can probably help them with. And one of the things I noticed on your website was, you know, therapeutic work for pregnancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is that beneficial? Because, you know, you're kind of thinking you got to be really kind of sensitive, right? Because somebody is going to give birth soon. You don't want to do too much work on them, right?
You mean if they're already pregnant?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
To get pregnant.
Probably either both. I guess if you're trying to get pregnant, yeah, you can go to town on them because you don't have to worry about the little person in there.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So, yeah, we work on fertility issues all the time. First of all, 30% of infertility is actually due to stress because your adrenal glands also pump out estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, your hormones.
Right.
But they're pumping them out at levels for survival, not levels for reproduction. So when we get acupuncture, we do meditation, and we relax, we're also taking down our stress hormones and allows our body to go back to normal reproductive hormones, okay? So we do really well with a lot of fertility issues in general. And, of course, long-term birth control pills can cause a lot of blood stagnation, which keep women from getting pregnant. And, of course, acupuncture can move more blood to those areas that might need it. So there's a couple key benefits there.
Yeah.
Pregnant women, we can do a lot with pregnancies. I mean, come on, look at China. They've got the world's largest population, and it wasn't because they, you know, this is the only medical system.
Right.
So, you know, and they worked on a lot of pregnant women because women do get pain and back pain and digestive upset and sleep issues and, you know, a lot of things. And so the only thing about working on a pregnant woman is you do have to be a little bit more astute of what you're doing.
Right.
You want to make sure you're in introducing things internally that is safe for both the mother and the baby. And you also have a few points on the body that they would call forbidden points because they would actually help to bring on a cycle, like a menstrual cycle. To us, that means it's a downbearing energy, right? It's trying to move that thing down. And with a pregnancy, we have the idea that you don't want to bring that pregnancy down till the baby is supposed to be born. You want to keep it up. So there's a few forbidden points, if you will, or points that are, they would say, contraindicated for pregnancies that we just avoid. But as a quick side note, I swear I'm one of those people that I should have been on, you know, one of those shows because I'm like, how could you not know you're pregnant? But by my third, I swear I just thought I was, I don't know. You know, I'm like, right. No, I'm not pregnant.
Right.
I was in denial for 3 months. And I was in Chinese medicine school at the time, And I just thought my cycles weren't regular. I had two kids prior. I just thought my hormones were a little off. We did every single forbidden point, and I have number three. He's still here. You know, so the likelihood of causing an imbalance of energy just because we did a down-bearing point is very low. But if you're weak or you have a weak fetus or something's there, maybe it is too strong, okay? So the point is, I wouldn't do those on an average patient, and I didn't know I was pregnant. We probably would have avoided them in school as well, because that would be our training. And I wouldn't use them no matter what in a patient because they are known to not be used. But other than that, it's very safe, very effective, and you can do a lot with pregnancy still.
Yeah,
we help with even, you know, labor, getting the labor induced, allowing for better contractions, dilation. It's amazing what Chinese medicine can do. It really is.
Let me ask you this before we run out of time, Laura, because a lot of that stuff is great information. What about on the male side? Let's just jump right into just sexual dysfunction.
Well, the same thing with that, too, real quick. And here's an interesting fact, okay?
Yep.
First of all, the same thing applies. Men can still have hormones out of balance because of overstress and overwork, okay? Improper diet, etc. And actually, your liver makes cholesterol, which is necessary to make every hormone. Mm-hmm. So even people who drink a lot of alcohol who can actually mess up their liver could have problems with fertility, okay? But here's the interesting thing, Rick, okay? Because I work on a lot of fertility issues. Men, our fathers used to have sperm counts of 200 million, okay?
Okay.
After the 70s, we started getting more pesticides and then more plastics, which are what we call endocrine disruptors, and that means it messes with your hormones. So since the 70s on, men are not at 200 million anymore. And here's what happens with tests. Tests are typically 95% of a population. So we used to think that 200 million was normal.
Right.
Well, now, if you look at a test for fertility for men, those averages are now 20 million, okay? So since the 1970s, men's sperm counts have been declining at excessive rates due to nutritional weaknesses in our soils, due to stress, and due to chemicals, okay?
Damn.
And now we think, so now my guys come in and they go, well, I'm normal. I say, well, what are your sperm counts? They say 17 million. That's not normal.
Yeah.
If men used to be able to produce at 200 million and now we're at 20, we didn't go, why? We just changed the average of the test now.
Right.
Okay? So my point is that a lot of men really are nutritionally deficient. They're overworked and overstressed. They have issues that can be enhanced. We have to figure out what that causes, and then we're going to give them a treatment plan to try to solve that. And most of the time we can.
Yeah, and you can do that and find out more about it with Laura Zaransky and her staff at East Wind Acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine clinic. They are available for you if you reach out to them, 219-395-9928, or better yet, go to the website, ewacupuncture.com. That's E as in East, W as in Wind, acupuncture.com. And ask for Laura. She knows her stuff. And again, Laura, thank you so much for spending the time with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks again, Rick. I love it. Have a great day.
You're very welcome. And we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear facing, forward facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.